It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2068, recorded Friday, November 28th, 2025. Not my thing. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has another What the Heck Is It For Us and a bright holiday LED gadget from Diggity. Then I have the last of my teaching kit gadgets all next on the Crappy Corner and the GizWiz!
It's the same old show with Diggity and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now!
And here he is, the big gobble, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dicky D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. It was just Thanksgiving yesterday. Did you do anything? Did you have plans?
Why, you know, we watched a little of maybe 10 minutes of the parade.
Oh, yeah.
Which turns out to be commercial floats separated by commercials.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. In the newspaper years ago, and it's probably as true as ever, the newspaper reporter said, if Macy's just had the fireworks and the parade, they would probably make as much money. They could just get rid of the stores.
Right.
And so I started typing, what does it cost to be in the Macy's Day Parade? And kind of shocking. The float is cheap, $50,000 to $100,000.
Oh, yeah. Just a really expensive car. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The entry fee to be in the parade is between $200,000 and $250,000.
That's like double the float just for the entry fee.
It's like
fee.
Five times the float. That's the entry fee. So now you're in for
$300,000,
I mean. And helium's in for a little over $100,000 because you need so much of it. You're in for like $500,000.
Do they recycle that helium, do you think? Do they pump it out or do they just release it? There it goes. Goodbye, helium.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. So all I'm saying is I
wow.
think your idea
then,
of a...
That's just to get in, and that's like you're going to be at the front or the end, like the worst timings, you know? You got to, if you want that prime placement, you know.
Yeah.
They
but
are
then
dropping
it's
more.
50 to 100 people you hire to handle the balloon.
Yep.
Yeah. So yep. I think the GizWiz balloon is not.
Yeah. Yet. I think it would be a 30-cent balloon that you get at Walmart.
I think it will hire some kid to stand on the parade route near a camera.
We'll find the people who are hired, and we'll tie our balloons to their backs.
There you go.
We'll get a great presence at the
there you go. There you go.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was very quiet. It was just Dennis, I, and Charlie.
Nice.
How very about
nice.
You?
So I stayed here in Florida, and I, do you know Justin Robert Young? I think you remember Justin Robert Young.
Yeah, absolutely, from Twit.
From Twit and all those. Yeah. So still great friends with him, I was friends with him before Twit even, and his family is here in town, and I've actually, strangely enough, actually attended his Thanksgiving for a few years, I think going back about 5 years ago, I started... if I was in town.
Oh, great,
and,
great.
And so this was like my third time at their Thanksgiving. It was absolutely wonderful. They have just such a warm, welcoming family. It was, that was fantastic. So
great.
And then had a little friends get together for dinner. So I ended up having two Thanksgivings. It was fantastic.
Oh my goodness.
Was very full by the end.
Hey.
One Thanksgiving went a little long and then ran into the beginning of the other. And so I was like one plate to the next plate. And I was like, okay,
oh
I don't know if I can handle this.
Well, the only disadvantage of that is you don't have turkey left over for the rest of the week, right?
Exactly. We did. And the good news is our Friendsgiving celebration was a less traditional food. So we had a few fun things to chow down on, like cauliflower, like instead of mac and cheese. And anyway, it was fun. It was really great.
So, good. Okay.
It was really great.
Well, we're going to have our second turkey dinner after this show.
Yeah, exactly. Because of all the leftovers. And then I watched the Chiefs get sadly defeated by the Cowboys, which was disappointing to to watch as well. So that all happened. It was a great day. It was a wonderful day. It was perfect Thanksgiving. Other than not being at home, I mean, it was perfect for what it was. Shall we jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Oh, let's do it. Here's video number one. Oh, what the heck is it?
Ooh, I'm curious.
Chad's theme this month is kind of craft things, do-it-yourself kits or gadgets for kids. So when I saw this on Amazon, I thought, oh, this fits into that category. Dennis, do you have any idea what that is?
Post-it note.
Paper.
Newspaper?
Note paper.
Note paper. Okay. We'll open it up. Chat room. Chad. Anybody? Note paper.
Maybe it's like a chalk? Mm-hmm. Is it like a thin
and
chalk?
And you get a lot of them.
Not quite.
I was quite surprised when the package came and it was in an envelope.
Oh.
All right.
It seems like something that...
Sponges.
Yeah.
Oh, expand. My gosh.
Am I right?
Yes.
I got funny.
Yes.
It occurred to us at the same time.
Look at the photo.
Wow. That's so funny.
Non-scratch DIY for kids. Look at the photo.
The vacuum packaging.
This is what
affected.
Comes.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to go to the kitchen and dunk a couple. And see how long it takes to become that. I mean, they are dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah.
$6.39. Did I get 10 of them? Three. Okay, I got more than two. Four. Six. Eight. I got 11.
Oh, yeah. They gave you an extra.
For some reason. Yeah. I got an extra yellow one. Oh, no.
And pink.
Whatever it is. It's a lot of them. Two.
Oh, you got four pinks.
Six.
Yeah. Eight, I don't know how they quite did coloring.
10, 11. Oh, I got one extra. It should be 10. I got one extra. So we go to the kitchen and see if they're going to explode. Okay, we decided to do it here at the little demo desk. Whoa!
That's pretty instant.
Wow.
That was...
Holy... That was astounding. And Dennis had a great idea. He said, just give me a scissors. He said, if the kids want to cut them up...
Yeah.
I can make, like,
into
designs. We were going to do a star, but we were in a hurry here, all right? So instead of doing... Well, first of all, that was amazing.
What?
Oh, cool. You know what?
Oh, that looks great. The cuts turned out perfect.
This turned out to be a better craft gadget.
Yeah, those cuts look amazing when it's expanded.
$7. This is really great. I don't know what I'm going to do with all these sponges, but I have to do one more because I just love these. They are so fast. I thought it was going to be like a minute or two. Also, they seem really decent as sponges.
They look soft.
I don't like those.
Yes.
Tight knit, like cellulose sponges. These are very decent. Anyway, I like this a lot. 10. For like $7. That's like 70 cents each. So now you can sponge off your friends.
I think I could just imagine heart shapes and kids going crazy. Oh my gosh, Dickie D.
Later on, Dennis came down and said, oh, you know what I did? He said, I made two sponges, and then I put paint on the sponges, and then I stamped the sponges on paper.
Oh, wow.
So that's
look at Dennis getting really crafty.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
That is.
Yeah, so that's another thing you can do with, you know, for six, I forgot the price. It looked like they went down a little. It looked like $6.19 or something. For like 61 cents, you can have a sponge or make a little printing thing. $6.31, so 63 cents each.
Wow.
And he used an acrylic. He said, if you want to show the people what I used, he spread this. They're doing it too.
Yeah, okay. Look at that.
I didn't see that.
But there's the acrylic.
There's the little acrylic that he's put on the sponge.
Yeah, you picked that up at like really any hobby store would have that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's just a fun thing.
Look at that.
A fun thing to do.
And look, just like that, how you can cut it small and then expand it on that way.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You know, same thing with, I guess, this little bear, as they did the same thing.
Oh, there, the head, there he is right next to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. That's good. Okay. Yeah. They stole it already.
Oh, they did.
We have it.
They were just as creative. You could get 72 if you want for $23.
Yeah.
This also definitely seems like one of those products that'll be on Alibaba for like 20 cents. You know, exactly. But yeah, really, really cool. I didn't expect the thinness to be such a fun craftability feature, you know?
No, I didn't either. When I all I remember was the picture of the on Amazon, the sponges. When the delivery guy came, handed me an envelope, I thought, these are the sponges? What, they send me one? But it was great. It's great fun.
Someone
in chat said, do they shrink back to, this is when they totally dry out. So you could not, someone said, can you get them back in the envelope? Yeah. I don't think so.
Maybe if you had like a book press, you know, like,
or a steamroller.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you could crush them back down and let them dry. But yeah, that's fun. Okay, very cool. Now you teased a LED gadget. That is what the Gizwiz has been founded on. It seems
a fun thing. Yes. Run that video.
Okay, here's the next gadget.
Holidays are here. I saw this cute bulb on Amazon. And I thought, this is really neat, but you have to have a hanging fixture, because if you put it in a lamp, then it would be upside down. And then I read a little further on, and it turns out you don't have to screw it or hang it for power, because it has a built-in battery.
Oh.
Okay, I think this is so cute. Now, the company says an hour or two of charging will run it for 6 to 8 hours. And in the package, you get two of them with two USB-C, USB-C charging cables. And this little guy is a snowman with an LED gift package, okay? And they're plastic, and I think it says rugged plastic, and I think you know, if you had them on a tree and they fell, I don't think there'd be any problem. And there's something interesting with the charging, and that is, I have a charging cable here that we don't have to use the little black guys. When you plug the charger in, you'll see, I don't know if it shows up in the camera, there's a red glow up here. When the red glow turns green, it's
and actually
charged.
There's a red glow in the bulb itself to make it easy.
And I asked Dennis what he thought these would cost, and he said, I don't know, $35? Not quite. Let's take a look. Oh, you know, this is very reasonable.
Yeah, $13.29
for a pair of them. And oh my gosh, look, you can pronounce the name. Bright Ever.
Bright Ever.
How many reviews? Only 25 reviews. 4.7 stars. I'd give them 4.8 stars. And the company, they make some variations too. Instead of a snowman at the top, you can get Santa Clauses. That's it. I like these a lot. And ladies, if you're going out to a Christmas party,
oh my,
you want to attract a little tension? Who knows? I don't know. I guess you'd have to put a S hook in your ear.
Yeah. Either that or you might start directing air traffic.
We may hang them in the window.
Yes.
I think these are great. Wait.
Oh.
Here's a better idea. Have a happy holiday.
I love those. I really liked the gift glow, like, I don't know, filament. That was inside. I was kind of impressed with how that glowed and how that looked.
And they make a set. I think you can buy the set of four. It looks like it might not be there now.
There it is,
the four pack. How much is the four pack?
Just
$24.
Basically double.
$7 each, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, less. $6.50. Right. Something like that.
Yeah. 24 divided by 12 is 6 something. Yeah. 6. These are cute. These are really cute. Any idea on how long the battery life was? Like for the day?
6 to 8 hours.
I see.
And it's $8 each, right?
Yeah.
No,
24 divided by 4 is
it's $6.
Yeah.
$6 each. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like this a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think they'd be perfect ornaments. Any ornaments that aren't breakable are always good.
Yes.
Because growing up in a household with animals, they'd always knock them over. Very cool. Very cool. Fun holiday decoration.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Our next gadget is kind of involved with this gadget. You'll see.
Did the spot earlier in the show on these little guys that I thought, wait a second, go on and stay on. Yeah. I would put them in the window. I thought I might buy the other two because there are four different variations. Then I thought, how many USB-C wires will I need to keep them on night and day? And I left one on overnight. Obviously, if they're plugged in, they'll just keep running. And I thought, does anybody make a four-way USB-C extension? So I went on Amazon and I typed in multi-charging cable, and this came up. God, it was so cheap. It was, I don't know, it was Black Friday. $12 for two of them. And from something you can pronounce, Minlu.
M-I-N-L-U.
And I haven't looked at them in person. And maybe, easy open pack. What?
They look.
Did they send the wrong ones? You know what? These are not.
But you have every type.
I did not read the instructions carefully.
You got
the direction. The description.
But you might be interested in them. All right. So this is the deal. So you have an extension at this end. Pull it out at both ends. But what you have here is two
Apple lightning
Apple
cables.
Connectors. What are they, lightning? I have no Apple products. I guess lightning connectors.
And that connector is kind of dead.
One micro USB and one USB-C. All right. Are they both the same? Yeah. So what I was hoping, I'll check on later and see if I can... I'm looking for this and four USB-C at this end. Let's just see how far out you can go with these guys in case you are looking to be interested in this. So this is the total.
It's about 4 feet.
Yeah. But,
you know, actually someone in chat may think, oh, I'm glad you found that. 2 for $12. And they're the ends. If you're Apple, you're lucky because they're 2 lightning connectors.
Lightning's gone.
Yeah, most devices aren't made with it anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know what? It's nicely made, but not what I need.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah. They started phasing out lightning 3-4 years ago. And there were a few products that were still hanging on, but I think they're all gone nowadays.
There's
things like AirPod Maxes and like a few Apple remotes that weren't Lightning. But just about everything has, unless you have like a legacy device sitting around that needs
But you know, I could not find one of these ending up in 4 USB-C because I thought that'd be a great way to charge a lot of things.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies make, see, like that's 4-in-1, but they're it's the same thing. Wait a minute, are they all the same?
No. This is what you have.
It's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. You need like a USB-C 4.
Yeah.
Like maybe this.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
You did.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, okay.
That's
how much are they? I'm gonna get them.
$9.
Oh my gosh.
Now it looks like they're USB-C.
No, it's the same.
Wait, is it?
It says for iPhone.
Oh, I just think it's because iPhones can do USB-C now. Yeah, I think they're just USB-C, but the end looks very short, where you almost kind of want more cable. So there's still maybe some more options.
Yeah, no, you know, yes, these would, you almost do. Like, I couldn't use them for the Christmas lights because
is not the one you want. This has the Apple connector on it. So you got to really be.
Look around.
Yeah. Maybe this one? But yeah, that's, haha.
That looks like
there
it.
There you go.
That may work.
Have,
there's compatible with iPhone.
So funny,
why is it saying
Santa.
That? Oh, make compatible with iPhone because iPhone now
has USB-C.
Is USB-C? Okay.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yeah, this looks like about the cable that you want.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
It exists. But hard to track down. You really do have to look at the photos. To know.
Well, I'm glad that there's a show where you can find little gadgets.
Exactly.
This is. I have to write this down.
Exactly. Good thing it's recorded.
Yeah.
With that, let's head into something a bit crappier.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I've kind of been teasing this all month, is that I would eventually break out the yarn and look at the crocheting anyway, I talked about it a little bit in the video, that Simster Rachel had originally asked in the Patreon post. So anyway,
okay,
I recorded a video about it, so let's take a look.
We're with the last of our craft learning gadgets, and I've been kind of teasing it all month that we would finally take a look at these crochet kits, the Woobles, which was originally suggested by Simster Rachel in the Patreon post. And then I found this one last week at Five Below. Now they are a little bit different because this one is really all about crocheting. It says crochet kit right here. This one's more about knitting. And you can even see it gives you like the knitting parts. And then this one will actually give you the crochet hooks. Now I really want to open them both up and actually see what's inside. I've always found the packaging of the Woobles interesting because it's just a bag. Oh my gosh, who knew it'd be so hard to get into? Oh, there we go. So this is a DIY kit. So I kind of imagine it's going to be underwhelming. Look at this. It is yarn. And then that is all that is in the bag there. So it looks like we got our instructions inside this little bag. It looks like we have a whole bunch of other little goodies, including eyeballs and string, things like that. Okay. And meet Fred. Oh, there you go. That these are, I guess, well, there's my pass key. I guess I just gave it all away. But it looks
I've
like
already
these
registered
are
it
the
to
instructions.
My account.
That, so you actually use your phone to see the instructions. So we have the yarn, a crochet hook, a little bit more yarn, and some stuffing inside of here. And I'm going to take a look at this later and try my hand at putting together Fred. Now, if that doesn't go according to plan, we also have this one, the Itsy Bitsy Knit Kit. And it says easy for beginners, easy, fast, knit. So that is what we're going to hope for here. Let's open this one up and take a look. Actual paper instructions, which honestly I appreciate in this situation.
This
I'm not really
like...
looking forward to pulling out my phone and watching tutorials, but this is actually kind of nice. Looks like this is the stuffing and the little knitting needles, and also a tongue depressor. And then we have the same sort of situation, the yarn. Now, I will say the yarn is very different quality than the Woobles yarn. This is like a little scratchy, a little cheap. I can tell this is like very fancy and nice. So I'm going to get to knitting, follow some instructions. I can basically guarantee I'm probably not going to be able to finish these. I just don't know if I want to commit that hard to this hobby. I'm going to give it my hand, though. I'm going to give it a try, and I'll be back in a bit. Okay, so here is the update on the
about 3 hours later.
Knitting has not gotten very far. Knitting, I tried. This one was way more difficult than I expected. As you can kind of see from the instructions, a lot about knitting, which I'm learning and have learned, is about kind of hand placement and where you're going to loop the string. And so you can see that it has a right-handed method and a left-handed method. And you can just kind of imagine exactly how difficult it is, especially with trying to get each, like, yarn piece to go the right way to even get it started before you even start your actual part of the knitting. So then you, you know, actually start to make a hot dog and build that all together. So pretty difficult, pretty, you know, in depth. Now, let's go over to the Woobles, and not much progress has been made either. And yes, it's not very impressive, but I'm actually impressed because I've basically learned how to crochet, even though I haven't quite done it yet, and I haven't quite gotten all the way there yet. But I can actually pull this off and actually, start to crochet here, which I'm actually, so that was that first one, and then I have to make one more. There we go. So I have two loops on my hook right now. I'm completing two different crochets. And there we go. So I've actually added two different of these V's right here to my loop. And I spent, you know, probably, I know that this doesn't look impressive, but about an hour and a half making just this loop. And now the next step is actually to create another ring and to continue building my Woble out.
I'm building from the top
off with
down.
Basically just this inner one and built this outer one. It's actually been quite a fun process. This one, the instructions are video-based from that QR code that we saw when we opened it up. And that was a lot easier to follow along with a real host, you know, who kind of knew exactly how to work the crochet. That definitely helped me a lot more than the paper instructions from the Five Below option. So I was really, really impressed with the Woobles. obviously was not able to complete my Wobble. But at the end of the day, I do feel like I learned something, even though I haven't completed it yet. And I'm there. I am crocheting in my living room. So I'm feeling pretty amazing, like I learned something. Back to you guys.
Christmas is less than 4 weeks away,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And now I have something to do. You know, if I want to sit around and crochet, I've started. And it's not scary at the moment. I already did it. You know, I already sat down and watched the instructions for a while. So Wobbles are a brand that is really big. I always feel like I'm saying it wrong. Woobles, Wobbles, Woobles, I don't know. They even have like a Bluey collection right now, which is a very, very popular show. And you can see some of the...
Now, is that Five Below 2 or is that somewhere else?
No, so this is just... These kits are fairly expensive, actually.
Okay.
Like, if I find Fred here he is, $30.
No wonder the wool is so much better.
Right. This is really a premium product. The instructions are very nice. I had, you know, registered this one to my account, so now I have the instructions. I can sign in, see the instructions on my phone, that sort of thing. So it is definitely more premium, and you know, like you can kind of see on the front page, they have IP, you know, endorsements and partnerships, so you can get some fun characters. They do all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, big, and you can see they're all about $30 for each kit. So Five Below, though, here's another option, $4, right? Very inexpensive. It was, very, very inexpensive. And this is just, and they have a lot of these different options. So there's the ice cream. Here's like a little, is that lemon extra? What is it? A lemonetta? I don't know what that is. Anyway, and then they have a whole bunch of other ones down here. So even like penguins. Look at that. Okay. Oh, yeah, a little fox. So you just go into the Five Below, you know, that's near you, basically, and see what they have in stock, because they had a ton of little kits, just like the one that I picked up, of lots of different little characters. I just happened to pick up the corn dog because I thought he was adorable. So there you go. Five Below and the Wobbles. Woobles. Wobbles, Woobles. There you go. And that was all inspired from Sims to Rachel. So that was all from the Patreon. Thank you so much to our patrons over patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys help pick the theme for the Crappy Corner as one of the perks of our patronage and of your patronage. And so feel free to become a patron. And I'll be sending out the poll for next month's theme soon. Or do we do a theme for December? We don't do a theme for January. That's right, because we have CBS stuff.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
All right, so for Dick's Gadget Warehouse, we are going to the warehouse.
Ooh.
One of the fun things about Dick's Gadget Warehouse is you'll reach up on a shelf and you'll find a case that says Logitech. And then inside, you'll find this little sheet that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 languages. None of them English. None of them English. However, with Google, Google Lens, whatever it was, I took a picture of it and found out, this is pretty unique, that it is a protective case for the Palm M500 and
a travel keyboard.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. I don't know how handy this is going to be. All right. So your keyboard went in here.
It looks like you could flip
your palm. Yeah, your palm went in there.
I
get it. So you're
that looks like the worst typing experience.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh.
But that would lock in here.
Those membrane keyboards were never good to click on.
You know, did this have an extra battery in it too? No. This is just a place, I guess, to hold the keyboard. Oh, I guess you needed this to connect to the palm for the typing. I don't know how handy this is going to be, but pretty unique. All right.
And I guess that's a third-party peripheral because that's Logitech making it.
Yes,
weird
it's
stuff, but fun stuff from Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Now, I could not find that case online, but I did find a Wikipedia page. So this came out 24 years ago. And if you look down a little bit there, the specs for it, the specs are so ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. 8 megabytes of memory.
Look at the pixels.
Oh, my gosh. The display
1/6 by 1/6.
That's like Minecraft. Like level detail, like you can.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that is so tiny.
I could not find the price. I wonder, maybe someone in chat can find it. So 24 years ago, I had one. I don't think I used it much, but imagine 160 by 160, and then they came out with a color version later on.
Golly, card info, you could swap out the cards. The clock, that is so
Spaceman
crazy.
Spaceman had the Palm 7. Wow. This was the Palm 500. Anybody find the price originally? Oh, it's still a Scooter X fan one currently for $50.
And there you go, on eBay.
On eBay.
Oh my gosh, this one's still in the jewel case, actually. Oh, this is the actual keyboard. Oh, my.
$50 for the case?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. What?
That is so funny. I mean, it really is a relic at this point. I mean.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, Doug said.
No wonder it had so many of the instructions international. This is the international keyboard layout. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's cool. I mean, that is quite the. I mean, that is like, you know, gadgetry. That is the epitome of a gadget for your gadget, you know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Doug M said that before 160 by 160, the green screens were 80 by 80.
Golly. The other thing is I'm putting together in my head, like, the thing is the thing didn't have Wi-Fi. It didn't really have any wireless. It was just what you put on the thing. And what would you put on it? Like, I guess your own calendar, contact information. But that is like, it's just a tiny electronic notebook, really. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all it was. Like, it really was not that incredible of features, but it had a user interface and you can click around and it was like, whoa, technology. It's looking back, it seems so almost like childish. Like, what would you use it for? You know, it's not the iPhone. You know, we do so much with that nowadays. It seems so limited. But I mean, everyone used them. Everyone had them. Everyone was running around with them.
Mom was a big thing. A big thing.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Very cool. Great warehouse. In the warehouse, even.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. How can people send in their videos if they want?
Okay. We're looking for videos, anything to do with the gadget. Okay. Old, new, or something like that. Some tech from the past that is laughable now, but back then it was, ooh, You have a keyboard for your Palm Pilot. Make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. Just make sure we can hear your voice and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a drop-down menu. You can click Unlisted, and you'll get a URL from YouTube. Email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show your video, we're showing 99% of everything we get. You will get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you if you live in the U.S. or Canada. Or if you live elsewhere in the world, I'll autograph a Alfred E. Newman 40-year-old photo, send you a high-res image with my autograph to you on it. So get a video to us soon. We could use something for next week. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. The chat room is also reminding me, I guess it could, the Palm Pilot could sync with your computer, and it also had games.
Oh, okay.
Games, which is honestly... people just buy, you know, Game Boys nowadays for that, so just definitely useful. With that, let's head into the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters.
Become the Gizwiz letters now. All right, so Mo found the gadget, and he just put in a little note. I love this gadget. And I found a video of the gadget with a demo by Rich DeMuro, who spent a lot of time on Twit. It's very interesting. I don't think you can buy it yet, but here is his video that he shot recently.
Da-da-da. Once it loads.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
This is the Honda Uni One. It almost reads your mind. All you have to do is think about the direction you want to go, and it will move in that direction. And I can go forward. It's not going to go any faster than I can walk. I can turn. It's sort of a people mover, but unlike anything you've ever tried before. And it even works in the rain. Look at this.
Wow.
I can even turn around. And I'm doing this with no hands. So your movements, you've got your controller right here if you want to stop it. But this can move you around anywhere you want to go. And it's so smooth. Now let's try to go as fast as we can. That is a very cool piece of technology.
Want to know that?
Here we go. Now if I want to stop it.
Oh, whoa, it sits. That's crazy.
It's from Honda. It's called the Uni One. And it's a mobility device. And I read a little bit about it. One feature of it is that it can raise the person to eye level. Oh, so wow. If you want to have a conversation with somebody, you can see them eye to eye. I think it's really wonderful mobility thing, but I don't think you can buy one just yet.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Is it using just like... It seems like it's only using like a ball, but I guess it has like wheels, like multiple wheels down there. Wow.
Well, wasn't it the Segway that you drove just by leaning?
Yes, yes. Yeah, you'd hold on to the handles and kind of, yeah, lean forward, lean back, and it would take
you. But this one looked like you...
Yeah, you almost like, it's still sort of lean, but it's almost like...
Your body leans. You don't even have
to. It's like noticing your core somehow and then moving. Interesting. Yeah, I'd be interested to learn someone who like used it full time. You know, like I always use a stick to drive my, you know, I took this over for a week. You know, I'd like to know their, if it's better to not have to deal with that and just to kind of lean, you know.
I also absolutely. Absolutely.
Very, very cool. Very cool technology.
Let's try it.
Yeah. I mean, it also makes me think a little bit of the WALL-E movie where humanity went into space and they're all just on their little chairs just kind of going around. Kind of makes me feel a little bit like that as well, you know, but very cool. Very, very cool.
Very cool. Thank you, Mo.
Mo, thanks for sending that over. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. I mentioned it earlier, but if you like the show, please consider supporting us over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's where our fans support us every single episode. And if you are a patron of our show, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We always love to say thank you at some point in our show. Thank you so much for your support of the GizWiz. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/GizWiz, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. At the top of our website is a banner for our Patreon. You can click that. It'll take you to a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. There's also a tiny little link to see our PayPal page if you want to donate that way. Our website will also update with the live stream whenever we are live.
Oh, wait a minute. There's something up there that wasn't updated before.
You are right. Look at that. The CES fundraiser is now live on the website. So we're every year we have a fundraiser to go to CES and cover the show. So it is now live on our website. Head on over there, learn a little bit more, and you can see the progress bar tick up, which we always love to watch. So yes, the CES fundraiser is live. If you can support us to go to CES, we would really, really appreciate it.
And will you come back? If they send you to CES, will you come back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like
to. Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I only go to Vegas to gander at the gadgets and then leave. Vegas is not for me. No. Vegas is a trip. Vegas is so Vegas, but it is something I can only take in doses. I couldn't imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so thankful not to go anymore. I did 30 years of doing that.
Yes, yes. And it has a special, like, ache, you know, when you're done with all the shows and you get back to the hotel room and you're just like, oh my gosh, I walked all around Vegas today doing this show and that show, and the convention centers are never like, oh, right here. It's like, okay, you go walk a half mile that way and then take an escalator up and then walk another half mile this way.
Yes, I don't know if they stopped doing it, but they had golf carts at the back entrance, and the golf cart would take you to the front entrance because it is a half mile.
Yep.
Those buildings are endless.
And now with the new convention center hall.
Oh, the second one.
Yeah, the Las Vegas loop thing that Tesla does is like really useful because it takes forever. If you're going from South Hall to West Hall or whatever it is, I mean, it will take you 25 minutes of walking to get there because it is such a massive convention center. There's just that much square footage to get around. And that's only at the convention center. And that's not even talking about Mandalay Bay or, Caesars or
the other five.
The Wynn. Yeah, wherever they're having the event that day. So that is live. Check that out at our website, gizwiz.tv. You can also watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's ever a schedule change, it'll be posted to the top of the website, so check that out. And also, when we're live, make sure you join the chat room. Chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our chat room. They are a wonderful community of folks, so please join them while we're live and chat along with us. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's the last place I'm going to send you. That is Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. And then while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show that you got to guess what that gadget is. This is the entire gadget, not just a piece or part of it. And this is obvious to me that this is a two-way funnel. When you want to mix, you know, your shampoo and conditioner into one bottle, now you got shampoo, conditioner, two in one at home, made DIY. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. Less Mad Magazines on the table if you're correct. More if you're funny or clever or hilarious. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That's where you can find out how to submit your answers. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.